Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Hi there, thanks for joining me. In this episode, we're going to look at 8 of the key health and safety responsibilities for employers, specifically in the United Kingdom here, because it all relates back to the Health and Safety at Work Act and the associated regulations. Sometimes it's hard to know exactly what, if you're an employee, your employer is meant to be doing for you in respect to health and safety, and that's something that we're going to maybe shed some light on here with some of our top responsibilities. But equally, if you do actually employ people, it can feel very difficult and confusing at times trying to figure out what you actually need to be doing for your employees. So at its most basic level, the Health and Safety at Work Act gives us the general idea of what the minimum expectations should be in a workplace. And if you are an employer, your duty under the Health and Safety Work Act and the management regulations is to provide a safe and healthy workplace for your employees. So what does this actually mean? This is the 8 pieces of the legislation in detail that we pulled out for you just to give you an overview of the type of things that are expected. So number 1 is to provide safe plant and systems of work. So any equipment that you have, it's just about making sure that you're enabling the work can be carried out safely with the lowest possible or reasonable risk, and also that you have a means of carrying out the work, whether that be procedures, processes, and so on, to allow people to do it in a safe manner. Okay, leading on from that then, the next one is the safe use, handling, and transport of substances and materials. So really that is relating back to, again, somewhat your systems of work, but it's also about movement of goods to be able to do that safely, use of hazardous chemicals if you're transporting those around, etc., etc. This point is really trying to focus on the fact that when you're moving, whether it be building materials, planted equipment, hazardous chemicals, and so on, if you are moving those about often, that those are the times whenever people are exposed to risk. So it's just making sure that that type of thing is planned properly and you're doing it in a safe way, not only just thinking about the operation of the equipment or the use of the materials, but ensuring that they're moved around, put in place, transported in a safe manner. Okay. Number 3 then is simply to provide a safe place of work. This might seem an obvious one, but sometimes we assume that we will be working in an area that is risk-free or certainly low risk, but it's important to understand that although creating a safe place of work is very important, maintaining it is equally, if not more important. So it's always useful to be aware of just the condition of a workplace at any given moment in time and make sure there's mechanisms in place to sustain a risk-free or a low-risk environment. And that includes providing adequate welfare facilities. Number 4 then is carrying out risk assessments, which we've covered somewhat already on Safety School. And as set out in regulations, the management regulations in the UK here, that you need to take steps to eliminate or control risks within your work. And for the most part, you need to have those recorded and listed and then communicated with your staff. Which leads us on to number 5 then, which is about instruction, training, and supervision for your workers. So really that boils down to informing workers fully about the hazards and the risk controls that are associated with any of your work processes, any substances or materials that you're using, or any other activities that are related to what they're doing for their job. So although much of the time people focus on the paperwork end of things and the planning side of it, it is extremely important to make sure that the instruction and training and also supervision where necessary is in place to make sure that people understand what they're doing and how to do it as well. The next one then is making sure you have competent advice for health and safety. So ensuring then really that you appoint someone either in-house or externally to come in to cast an eye over your systems and your arrangements and help you manage them. For a lot of smaller businesses, depending on the risk profile of your business, i.e. what industry you're in and the risk associated with your work, you may be happy enough to appoint someone internally, get them trained up a little bit and have them look after your health and safety arrangements. If you're a little bit bigger or you don't have the expertise or in-house resource available, then you might want to bring someone from the outside in to perform that competent person role for your business. Number 7 then is about consulting your workforce. We've already talked about instruction, training and supervision. This is more so just making sure that you're consistently informing them on any ongoing changes or issues that are being dealt with. And a lot of the time this may be dealt with in the way of a health and safety committee, for example, where the leadership will come together and invite employees or staff to have input and give them feedback on what they're actually doing to improve health and safety in the business. Last, but by certainly no means least, here in the UK, your responsibility as an employer is to make sure you report and investigate relevant accidents, diseases, and dangerous occurrences. So in other words, anything that falls under the RIDOR regulations, which we've already had a podcast episode on, which you can refer back to for a bit more detail as to what's actually relevant there on that one. That's it for this little summary of the main requirements for employers in the UK, but it doesn't cover everything. It's the 8 sort of main pieces that I pulled out. And for more specific and detailed information on health and safety law here in the UK, just go over to the UK government website, which is legislation.gov.uk. Or if you are outside the UK, of course, you'll want to visit whichever relevant website would be applicable for your own regulator or government in that case. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.